Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Hugh, thank you very much for that. Lots and lots of you getting in touch to 51551 about what you'd like to see in the budget and what you think about what we're hearing is going to be in the budget. And on that issue of job seekers allowance and whether or not that should be increased alongside the rest of the welfare payments, one person texts to say, I'm currently unemployed after a redundancy and I'm claiming job seekers. It can take 2 to 4 months before you can start a job again in IT. What am I supposed to do? I've rent to pay. I literally cannot give up the rental because getting one again will cost me an extra €700 per market rates. The whole debate on job seekers rate increase has been so shallow. I've paid my tax. I just need help for a short while, says that person. In terms of other things that people want to see, one person says, what will be in the budget to rejuvenate rural areas all over the country where houses, shops, schools, pubs and other essential services are being lost and cannot be replaced? What will be in the budget to alleviate the pressure on our big cities and our towns? That comes from Paul in Kilkenny. And another person, what they would like to see. One, they'd like to see substantive increases in the living alone allowance. Two, a substantive increase in the old age pension. And three, an increase in inheritance tax allowance to at least €420,000, where reports are suggesting more like €400,000 in terms of what we might expect to see, Cormac.
Another says, I'd like to see the government have some plan and initiative for people in their 30s to secure a home of their own. They were caught when they graduated from college during the downturn, lost jobs during COVID, and are caught again with the housing crisis. A one-bedroom apartment is out of their reach, and renting on one salary is impossible. They studied hard, work hard, and nothing to show for it. It's very sad for parents to watch. We've let them down, says that listener. And that line I'll read again, because sometimes I think it resonates with a certain cohort of people. They studied hard, work hard, and nothing to show for it, is what that listener says. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens tomorrow. 51551. Just a reminder, we'll have the Minister for Public Expenditure with us on this programme tomorrow to answer what does this budget 25 do for you? And we'll put your questions to the Minister then. Now, the fear is overwhelming. The needs are growing by the minute. That's the plea from Concern's Lebanese country director, Shirzada Khan, who's been seen and heard some of the bombing. And he joins me now from Beirut. Shirzada Khan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me. Thank
you're you. Very welcome indeed. I believe, and we might discuss this briefly, we all watched over the weekend the bombing in Beirut and just south of Beirut, where you are, I believe, and you witnessed the bombing that led to the death of the Hezbollah leader, Hassan Nasrallah. Can you tell me what you witnessed?
I think it was the evening around 6 p.m. when I came back from my office to my apartment. I was getting ready to pick up a call, and then suddenly it was like a sound of explosion, and then I thought that given it's like a new normal in Lebanon these days, you know, with this boomer, sonic boomers is flying. And then, but then it was like another strike after that, another explosion in a matter of seconds. And then I saw from my window, I mean, the smoke was going up and they were screaming everywhere on the streets, on the roads, sirens. And it was like a chaos. Everyone was shouting and screaming what's going on. And then after a while, we came to know that it was like a massive, massive explosion. And so many casualties reported after that.
When you looked out your window, Shirzada, how far away was the bomb blast?
I think it is not in the immediate neighborhood, but the explosion was so huge and massive that we felt that the shock waves. I mean, we felt it everywhere, even.
But you would have been beyond 500 meters away, let's say.
Yeah, you're right. Yes, okay. Yes. But the fresh wave that started last night. There was an explosion in the central Beirut, so it is much more closer to where I am. Mm-hmm. So we don't know what is going to happen next, but this is something that has started, you know, really challenging my resilience and the resilience of people like me.
Really, so it's challenging. And you're a Lebanon country director with Concern. So your work is absolutely vital. But you're saying that and we're reading reports that the US made 2,000-pound bomb that was used by the Israeli Air Force in Friday's overwhelming air raid, really, which you're describing. You're saying that's challenging your resolve at the moment.
I mean, it's the brunt that the Lebanese population, they are facing. I think it is really, really difficult and challenging moments for them. As we speak, around 1 million people are displaced. And imagine, you know, the population of Lebanon, 5 million. And out of 5 million, 1 million is displaced in just last 1 week. And the situation is escalating, rapidly escalating. Imagine what can happen, you know, as this war and this conflict is expanding into other parts. So look at, you know, the tragedy. So now in Lebanon was hosting the Syrian population who fled their homes from Syria for a safer refuge in Lebanon. And now around 100,000 Lebanese and Syrian, they have crossed into Syria to find safe homes. Imagine, you know, this tragedy. So they are saying that now Syria is safer than Lebanon.
And that says a lot.
Yeah.
You say imagine over 1 million people displaced, that's like saying, just to put it in context for our listeners, it's almost the entire population of Dublin, our capital. And to be honest with you, Shahrzada, I can't imagine what that means. I don't know logistically or the chaos that ensues when that happens. I just cannot imagine it. Can I ask you?
I have a family. I have a family who is moved to an apartment next to mine last week on Friday evening. And I met them yesterday. There's an old lady. She is in her 70s. And she was, you know, telling me a very horrific story. She has, her family is displaced from an area in the southern Lebanon, the area which has bombed severely. And they were like on the road for 2 days in their car before arriving here. And here they managed to identify one of their relatives and who rented them a tiny apartment, a two-room apartment for 9 family members. So this is just one small story, you know, and I am talking to a lot of people, to doctors, to nurses, to humanitarian workers, and they are saying that, look, I mean, so far we were doing okay, we were resilient, but the sheer, you know, size, the scale of the crisis, it has started giving them stress. Yeah. They are anxious. They are terrified. And I mean, literally, we hear where I am. I mean, it's a feel. I myself couldn't sleep last night. In fact, for the last couple of nights.
Why?
And I'm thinking of the children and the people living in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Is it because of the terror, or is it because, I was just going to ask you, Shahrzada, about the Israeli jets that carry out huge sonic booms over the Lebanese capital, Beirut? I mean, does that cause people difficulty sleeping? Obviously, it does.
In daytime, it's that surveillance and the jet boomers and the sound, and in the night, that fear of, you know, that there could be an attack and explosion anytime in the neighborhood. So that feeling, it is keeping, you know, people awake. So after like a busy day, you are looking forward to a good night's sleep. Mm-hmm. But that is not a luxury available to us. No more here.
What's the boom like?
So it's like it's a sound, a very unpleasant sound. Yesterday, although it was Sunday, I was working from my apartment, but it gave me a severe headache throughout the day. So it's like a nonstop, very strange type of sound. You know, it's really heavy. You cannot hear anything except that. I mean, the street where I am living, it used to be a very busy but calm street. People were walking and then eating and then enjoying up until late in the night. But as we speak, it's 8 p.m. now, but I can see from my window the road is empty. And the only sound that I can hear is that, you know, the sounds of the jets. Mm-hmm. And nobody knows what's going to happen. So that's why I think we call upon, you know, all the global leaders, the people with vices, people like yourselves, you know, who can play their role to play their part to put an end to this conflict, these hostilities. It is getting difficult by every passing day, hour and minute for the people who have been displaced. We are trying our level best, concern worldwide, to support the families who have been displaced. We are supporting them with shelter, with cash assistance, with other livelihood support. But given the amount of people displaced, the huge needs and the gaps, we have launched an appeal. Concern Worldwide has launched an appeal to help the teams so that we can be of more and more assistance to the people displaced, as the needs are growing by every hour. And I think without support from the international community and particularly from the Irish public, I think this is it will be impossible to reach everyone in need. And we are thankful for the support that we have been getting from the Irish public, Irish community. Mm-hmm. But given that Ireland, Irish people, they are known for their compassion, for being, you know, advocates for peace, they are partner in solidarity. And I think you got and they got a role to play.
Okay.
Coming forward in play your part in, you know, supporting Concern Appeal.
And they can do so on concern.net. If you don't mind me saying so, Shahrzada, you've been very descriptive, but I think I can hear the toll this is all taking on you personally, and you and your colleagues trying to help other people who are in dire need. So look after yourself, and thank you very much indeed for joining us, Shahrzada Khan.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, Shahrzada Khan. That's Concern's Lebanon country director.